Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Mom?
Dad?
You think if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pumpkin face. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
And go to fourparents.gov
for help on how to talk about sex.
This is important.
Tell me to wait to have sex.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your muffin head.
Your cuddle bug.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try, and if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community.
What if your time on the planet was ending today? If you had one thing to tell others, tell me what would you say? Would you laugh, would you cry when you watched the view of your life? Did you lay it all out on the table or hold it in? Did you dot every T? Did you cross every I? Did you live every day of your life? Would you think you were right? Would you think you were right? When you thought about the way that you felt when love touched your heart for the first time, would you want to do more? With a little more stuff, but would another 5 minutes to tell her your love be more than enough? More than enough. Hey, more than enough. That goodbye was a heartbeat away. Would you still never speak to a lover for making mistakes? Would you hate anybody who didn't agree? Or would you love everyone that you see? Would you think you were in love? Would you think you were right when you thought about the way that you felt when love touched your heart for the first time? Would you want, yeah, with a little more stuff? Or would another 5 minutes of holding you closer be more than enough? More than enough. Hey, more than enough. Oh. When you're in the day, life is full of circumstance. Very little happens then. Do you look behind and find in each and every line love was on time? Hey. So many people sleepwalk through the day after day. Woke up mid-stride thinking, how did this happen to me? I opened my heart and wiped the sleep from my eyes. Started laughing so hard that I cried, 'cause I found I was wealthy and I found I'd arrived. When I thought about the way that I felt when love touched my heart for the first time, I didn't need a do-over with a little more stuff. 'Cause I found that each time I could tell them I loved them was more than enough.
All right. There you go.
Can you hear me?
Okay.
We know that
it's
here now.
I'm right here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Can you hear me?
I hear you. You feel like you're in a tunnel. We're all praying with you.
Okay. So this is what I'm going to do. Oh, wait a minute.
Here I am. Hey. Do I sound different now?
Oh, yeah, you sound different. Right. I can hear you, but hi.
Jesus.
You are more than enough.
You said echo. That's what I was trying to resolve. You said, are you trying to talk to me? Yes, I was. I don't know what was going on.
You had all of this otherworldly interference today. It was insane.
What were y'all hearing?
We were hearing you. There you are, there. We were hearing you going, I am enough. Oh, hi,
friend. I don't care if they can't hear me. Damn it, I am enough. They are going to hear me. And our folks are like, oh, I guess the show is not on.
Well, you have some people come in. They'll come back. You got Oris, in there with her beautiful thank you to you from yesterday. Patience pays. That is the phrase right now, Auris. You're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sending your beautiful aura to get him back to us. You were in another world. And Electra, of course, always praying you through. We were holding a vibration for clarity and sound.
That was, I think, I know stuff was going on, but I'm glad you finally could hear you. I kind of figured out something I didn't do. But we're going to keep it moving. There's a reason why that happened. And it really doesn't matter.
No,
Because
we're here.
Oh, there was some good stuff coming out of me. Oh, my God, that stuff was good. Oh, my God,
You didn't know a day that we couldn't hear
you. You just said echo. You didn't say you couldn't hear me. You said there was an echo.
Wow.
So those are two different things.
I thought you could hear that we couldn't hear. Okay, never mind. All right. I got to work on my engineering license, okay?
Yes. Because we want you to pass this test. Don't say echo. Say, can't hear you.
Can't
sound
hear
bar,
you.
Static. Yes. We could barely hear you, then that helps me. Echo sounds like, this is life coach. A day.
Oh, excuse me for not clarifying. Communication is a powerful thing. Forgive me, my friend.
Okay, all is well.
Welcome home.
I just trust the process. You know, it is what it is.
There's also a thing called edit.
We're not going to edit. Well, it depends on how bad it is. We'll listen to it again. But I'm feeling an invisible hand reaching for the metaphysical belt. It's just kind of like, but I'm like, no, we don't need no metaphysical belt.
No.
We're more than enough. So here we go again. You are listening. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be. You are listening to Ask Life Coach at a radio show. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins, and you make a difference. Oh, you are so much more than enough. I don't care what you're going through. You are more than enough. Even if you can hear me, don't worry about it, because you're more than enough. You can hear me with your inner ears. Today we are hanging with the one. See, they were here. I think I had to go get some information from the non-physical beings, but they need to just also remember that I got to be on Earth. So anyway, welcome to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show, and where anything can happen, and it does happen, and it's a nutty house, and we're here to just elevate and embrace and relax. Relax. Breathe in. Breathe out. Oh. All right. I think we're good. I think
you
I'm
think
good.
So? You're great.
Yeah.
Electra also said that the day was in a world because he wasn't looking at the chat either. The spirit was on him. He was in it.
Well, I usually don't look in the chat room at the beginning of the show. As a matter of fact, so you can really tell you, well, this is not what I was going to say, but I'll tell you this. Eventually, we're moving to webcam, but not right now. When I start the show, my eyes are closed for the most part. So, and I don't look in the chat room. And now I'm seeing that she said, I think you're talking about the song I Am More Than Enough, but I can't hear you clearly. I know that's right. Well, no, I wasn't reading that. I got to make room for what's coming through. So I don't read. And here's a thought. Here's a future thing we can do.
What?
Next time, if we have technical things, just walk through the studio door and come in and say, okay, dude, what are you doing? You know, just open that door. Don't be afraid. Okay?
Really?
Yes.
You got it.
I mean, what do you mean?
You got it.
What?
So when you say open the studio door, you mean put myself live and ask you what's going on?
Come on, I'm trying to give people the impression that we've got this amazing studio and you in the other room. We can see each other in the glass panel between the two of us, and I got my eyes closed, so I couldn't say it. And I'm inviting you to my XM studio, and now you just kind of, you mean I'll mute the mic?
Oh,
can you play with me? Come on now. Yes. Okay. In plain woman's term. Next time, unmute the mic. Unmute the mic.
You want me to unmute your mic?
Yes. Yes, I do. Okay. I don't know what you're talking about, but we can't hear you.
Okay. You got it.
Okay.
I will. So, I will do that because your mic sounds nice. Check one.
Your mic. Yeah. No, okay. Just stop it. Okay. Let's get to this because we got a lot.
Yes,
we've got to answer
a lot.
Question.
Yes.
And we got to have a conversation with one. And I think we're ready. Whoa, whoa, whoa! Happy,
yes.
happy Juneteenth to everyone, to African Americans, to everybody in America, and those who don't even believe in slavery, those who, whatever you believe, we wish you that even if you're stuck in the past, we are freeing you from your limitations. If you say marriage is of God and gay people can't get married, we are freeing you right now. So wherever you are, if you're holding on to the past, happy Juneteenth to you. Yes, we are all one, and, you know, sometimes we need laws so people can get their ish together. And sometimes people say, no, we're keeping things the way it is. But you can't keep things the way it was because there is a power. There's a power and presence that is so much bigger than you, your money, your country, your laws. Wherever you are, we see it happening all over the world right now, in Brazil, in Greece. People protest.
Yes.
There is a divine law that we all have to be in alignment with. A divine law.
Go ahead, preacher Adai.
Yeah.
Did you know about? I know we have stuff to do. I know, but I have a question for you. In England, I mean, did you guys know anything about Juneteenth? There are a lot of people in America who still don't know about it. Believe it or not.
I don't think I knew anything about Juneteenth when I was in England. I mean, I'm sure there's some people who did, some people who are really, you know, that they might go, oh, yeah, they're radicals. Talk about Africa this, Africa that. But, you know how it is. We're still growing in England and over here. People resist things to do with African Americans. And the resistance is all about the pain that we are all feeling. It doesn't matter what color you are. Because there's been an injustice done, and we don't want to face it because it's too painful. Some of us are facing it, and some are running from it. Some of us are stuck in it on a soul level, so we resist. But through shows like this, books and teachers and being able to connect to non-physical beings, we're reminding ourselves of what the truth. And, you know, sometimes it's easy to go after other countries.
Mm-hmm.
But in our own country, it's hard to kind of admit our own errors. You know?
Yeah.
And it's a reflection of human consciousness. Say that again?
Yeah. I was saying, there's some of us who still aren't free, which is why I'm really going hard on Juneteenth today. I'm going hard on this joint right now. It's necessary that I remember how free I am.
That's right.
All right.
And not only that, as you said.
Right.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
No, you.
No, you.
Okay.
Okay. Can one of you just walk through the door, damn it? Go ahead, Celeste.
No, I was just really going to say that I think it's amazing, though you don't really go on this a lot, to have a man of African descent dropping down this knowledge every day. I think the ancestors are smiling. Particularly when all of us get to show up, and it's not about a black or white thing. It's just about there was a time in this country when you wouldn't have had that opportunity. So I'm grateful it's here. That's the type of stuff I'm celebrating. And what's up, Sweet Tea from D.C.? Okay, I'm done.
And let me kind of add to what you said. It is about the black or white thing. We're not really black or white, but it is about that.
Yeah?
Because until we look at it, we can't heal it. Sometimes we hide under the blanket of we are one. Yeah, we know that. But if we are one, can you really look at me? Can you see through my eyes? Do you feel my pain? Mm. Do you understand, recognize the injustice that I've gone through? Do you know that, you know, there's a privilege that you have that I didn't have? And that goes across the board, the injustice that happens for a human being. But we also acknowledge the history of America. But even with all of that, look at where we are today. So now, rather than run from the past, let's heal the past and the present. And if we get triggered by anything, we can start healing ourselves now. There are lots that needs to be corrected, not just in America, in England, in countries in Africa, in Europe. There are things that need to be acknowledged and these things that need to be balanced. And as you said, globally, collectively, some of us are still not free. But I also get that it's part of this human development. That's why we are on this planet, to be the freedom that the human spirit is trying to experience. It's not always easy. Some people have died for the freedom that we're experiencing. Some people were hanged. Some people were killed. Some people were bullied because of their sexual orientation, because of their color, because of their size. You know, just humans can be very, very, very mean. I'll use that word, mean. But we're lifting it all up. We're bringing all the injustice, all the pain, all the hatred. We're bringing it into this basket of transformation right now. And we're shining our light on it. And now we can truly see the oneness. We can get compassionate about it. And so it is. Happy June.
Go drink some water.
I know, that's right.
Go drink some water because you just set it on fire. You need some water right now.
I was told not to make some tea today. I got water here, so you're in alignment. Okay, let's go. Let's go.
Okay, we're going. You ready? I'm going to do it short, okay?
Okay.
As short as I can. And thank you for that, Alexa.
Stop it. I'm drinking. You're making me laugh. Don't make me laugh when I'm drinking. Okay, go ahead and do it so we can get to one. Here. We want
have
to
I
death.
Told you all lately? So, what are you still here? Let me do the announcement.
No, not anymore.
Hello, family. Have I told you lately? I love you. I love each and every one of you. Thank you for sticking it out with us. Let's get to these announcements. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today Radio Show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today Radio Show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Nutty Professor, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today like page. Be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure that we see you. Now, if you don't do Facebook or you can't get on Facebook, you can go to LifeConversationsMedia.com, hover on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. Now, did you know that you have access to Life Coach Today any time of the day? Yes, you do. You can email him any questions you may have, and he will answer them on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachtoday.com. If you have a topic you would like Life Coach Today to explore, you can email him that too. You can get his perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of June is opening to more love. And we have wonderful guests who will help shift you one conversation at a time. Now get ready for this. Next week, Dream Interpreter Kelly Sullivan Walden will be rejoining Life Coach Today. So start keeping up with your dreams as we dissect the messages you receive while you sleep. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Mbasa Safara for the Play Experience every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. You can also tune in to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on the last Wednesday of the month. Don't forget that you can join me for Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more information, feel free to go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. You will find a calendar and a listing of all of the shows. Did you know that the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated? It is on Within Radio every Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Now, if you just can't get enough of Life Coach Today, you can also catch him with Elaine Marie on Light Movers and Shakers this Sunday, June 23rd at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations radio menu, then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. We thank you in advance, family, for being such a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today with one.
And you can, and you can hear him. Woohoo!
Welcome back.
Right. I love you, Celeste. Thank you so much for who you are. I am so grateful for how you show up in the world. You are truly a blessing. And I'm so grateful for everything that happened and didn't happen to bring us to this place today. Thank you, thank you, thank you, my sister.
My pleasure.
All right. Let's put on the seatbelts and transport ourselves into the non-physical realm.
You still got me on. I knew it.
Hey, you know.
I'm over here crying.
Be responsible for the quality of your voice. You know what to do. Y'all know what it is. Okay, bye.
Bye, boy.
Bye, boy. Girl, come back here. Get your... Yes, you are listening to the crazy show today. I don't know what's going on. We had 18 minutes of me talking to myself. But really, in truth, that's what radio is all about. You're really talking to yourself. Because some people, they sign into this chat room and they're not even there, but you think they're there. But I know y'all are listening to me. So I want to welcome all of you that are listening right now in the chat room, online, on the phone lines, and the Within Radio listeners. Auras, yes, welcome. Glowing Gooch, glow, glow. Silent listeners disguised as guests, Shantae. Electra, we have Glenda, we have Candace. We just have all this beautiful feminine energy and the brothers in disguise, but it's okay. I am clear of my mission on this planet, so I'm not even tripping. Okay, that laugh was loaded. I'm going to leave it alone right now because it's been said. I think I'm just going to jump in now. Today, yesterday, we had one in the house. We talked about angels, how to call for angels to support us. We talked in detail about suffering and how to really be loving to ourselves. We talked about oneness. Today, the plan, the intention is to talk about this idea of soul, spirit, God, what is it? And then we're going to talk about soulmates, twin flames. We're going to talk about relationships. We're going to talk about death. We're going to talk about channeling. Who can do it? How to do it? Maybe not so much how. A little bit of how, yes. And maybe you're one of those people. And why do some people die and then they come back? I thought death was final, but right now, we want to just lay the foundation and bring in one. Tara Sonora is the channeler or the channel who brings forth a group of non-physical beings known as one, the one consciousness. Tara Sonora, author of Awakening the Higher Self, a journey into your soul, has been a spiritual counselor and channeler of the angelic realm for 27 years. Tara is an ordained priest in the Order of Melchizedek and has been leading meditation and channeling groups since 1990. Tara feels honored to channel such a loving entity and is grateful that one's divine wisdom is healing the lives of so many people today. For more information about Tara Sonora and Juan and all that she's doing, go to centerofoneness.com. Centerofoneness.com. What is God? What is the soul? What is spirit? One, help us recognize what's really going on.
I want to ask you this definition because it's thrown around in conversation and sometimes, well, everybody has their own definition. There's three questions, but they're linked. So what is God? What is the soul? And what is the spirit? And how are they different?
Oh, good questions indeed. Well, maybe they're not different, you know. In some paradigms, in the oneness paradigm, the soul, the spirit, and God are one. Indeed, God is an ever-loving presence of creation energy. We see God as source of all life and the essence of life itself. And in that paradigm, then every soul that is of consciousness is in that is part of creation. That which is created is not separate from the Creator, and the soul is the embodiment of God consciousness that inhabits human bodies, and the spirit is more or less the soul, although spirit is often referred to the soul that's not inhabiting a physical body at the current time. If you're just in spirit, then you are free. You still have an individuation of consciousness that can experience itself, but yet in spirit form, you're not dragging the body around.
right. So the soul, I recently heard somebody say that the soul has a physical appearance, that there's a physicality to it. What are your thoughts? Do souls have a physical body? And do souls age? And do souls die? Because this is some of the things the person was talking about. They're talking about the soul ages and then dies off, and it has a physical body, which really got me going, what? What are your thoughts? How do you see it?
Well, the soul doesn't die. The soul is eternal because it is part of the eternal presence of creation. That which is living consciousness never dies. It only changes form. And so one can change form upon the physical death of the body. One changes into, you don't really change, you're just purely your light body at that point. What's interesting in what you've shared is that there is a perception of what your light body looks like in its non-physical form. For example, in say, a fourth density consciousness, that would be considered the astral realm. And in the astral realm, that's where people can do astral travel. It's sort of a projection of your consciousness to another location. So let's say you think about your most beautiful place on Earth. Maybe it's a beach in the Caribbean somewhere. And you just close your eyes and you just start really thinking and feeling and just imagining yourself right there on the beach. Well, don't you know there's some part of your consciousness that actually astral travels and goes there to go and have that experience? So people are teleporting and astral traveling a lot more than they think they are, because that experience of that we just described could very well be a conscious teleportation of the soul, which is free to travel, free to leave the physical body at any time, but you are, you know, tethered, you might say, by what they call it, the silver cord, you know, or the silver strand that connects your soul to the physical body as long as the physical body is still alive.
Right.
It becomes untethered when the physical body dies. But as long as the body is alive, you're astral traveling and sending your consciousness out there. Now, people that can perceive that light body, it might see you just as you look like you. Mm. But it would be, you know, like people, how they envision a ghost, you know. It's like,
right.
It's like you, but they can see right through you. So it's sort of your light, your ghost body, you might say. When you go into a fifth dimensional consciousness, then you come into the causal plane, where as you think it, it is so. It is a loving realm where you can embody any form that you want to embody. So that's the realm, like when they see, well, grandma died and went to heaven, but when we tune in and we see her, she looks like she's 32, you know. So you go, gosh, what's that? Well, grandma's in the fifth dimension where she can take on any body that she wants to. She can create her light body form, because it's all light and ether anyway, and consciousness, and create it to be in a body or form or shape that pleases her. So everyone can create themselves to be in any form in the fifth dimension and higher. And as you go higher and higher in the realms of consciousness and closer and closer to God, there's less and less form. You know, then, say, sixth dimension, then instead of being a defined body, you might be more like an oblong orb of light. And then seventh dimension, maybe you're just swirling light, you know, and going higher and higher. You move into higher and higher frequencies of ether, into the etheric, and until, you know, the highest of dimensions, you literally disappear, you know.
Wow. So it doesn't, the soul is not physical, but it can be perceived as a physical body.
Yes, the soul can amass a certain amount of photons and light energy cells, light cells, to create a light body. This is when people can see an apparition, let's say,
right.
You know, of a spirit. Or sometimes it shows up in people's photographs now. You know, there's a lot of beautiful digital photography of angels and orbs and strange streaks of light, you know. That's spirit in motion.
What about the aging part? Does a soul age? Because I know there's a young soul, an old soul, I don't know if there's a baby soul, but I don't know if that's the same way as we see aging on the physical plane. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, when we refer to baby, infant, young, mature, and old souls, we use it in the paradigm of assigning a level of soul evolution, a level of consciousness, you might say. In other words, if a soul has only had, a couple dozen lifetimes, then they're likely still a baby soul. If they've had a few hundred or a few thousand lifetimes, you're likely an old soul. And so there can be that connotation of understanding the evolution of your soul through the eons of time. From the time you were birthed forth from the Creator, what have you learned, you know? And the parallel is, of course, to a baby in the life versus a wise old grandmother in the life, you know. The soul evolution has similar parallels, there is a collective evolution that takes place on the soul level, that all souls are either birthing from God or returning to God. You know, there's an endless wheel of reincarnation cycle of life, death, rebirth, and life again. And the soul learns a bit along the journeys, you know?
Yes, it does. And that's what life is about.
the soul continues to learn and come back on its physical plane to learn, to grow, to expand, to be so much more. Most of the young souls are the greedy ones, and some of them in their place of power. But after a while, they get to come back and do it all over again and be more generous and be a beneficial presence. But everything that we're going through is part of the process. Remember that. If you don't remember anything from this show, remember that everything that you're going through is part of the process of the soul consciousness to rise, for the soul to rise out of you. And then there will come a time when you won't need to come on this planet anymore. Yeah, I know, that's kind of far out, but that's okay. Let's do it right now. So just surrender to your soul's desire. Remember that you're one with God, because that which is created is never separated from its creator. That which is created is never separated from its creator. If you're never separated from God, I don't care what your life looks like. I don't care what they told you. If it's anything less than that truth, it is BS. Delete that belief system. Let's see. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. I am your host, Life Coach Ade, and it's an interesting show today. The energy, I can't even believe. Well, I can't. That was my mind talking. It's just what it is. So let's see. We're going to talk more with Juan. The next conversation we're having is about soulmates and twin flames. Are you looking for your soulmate? Do you believe there's only one soulmate for you on this planet? Think again. Think again. And when you hear soulmate, what comes up for you? Do you think relationship, like romantic relationships? Is that all that comes up for you or so much more? You get ready to have your mind blown. Ego, blow your mind with one power, the power of the one consciousness. I think it's time to do, actually, let's do a question, an emailed question, and then we'll take a break, and then come back with Celestial Moment, and then we're going to talk about soulmates. Are you my soulmate? You do like my twin flame. I can just feel it. you are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com, 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346 is the number. Press 1 on your keypad if you have any questions, comments, thoughts, doubts, worries, fears, disagreement, frustration. 347-426-3346. Whatever you got, bring it to the table. This is the House of Love. It is our intention to support you on your transformation. Celeste, are you ready to do this question before we do CM? Let's see, ready or not? Here I come. Gonna find you and make you love me. Ready or not, here I come. Do you have the questions?
Yeah, right, really.
You're not laughing? Yeah, whatever.
No.
Don't come in here, lying. Yeah,
I
there you go.
She, anyway.
Yes.
So simple. Give up. I surrender to the play. Hey, a question, though, before I read the question. Should I change the name?
Just use the first name.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Just the first. Yeah.
And I'm reading all of it because it's so beautifully written. Okay?
Okay. All right. Let's do it.
All right. Take a deep breath, y'all. Okay. I listened to the archive show from yesterday. Thank you for spending time with that young lady, i.e. being creative, etc. Truly, if there were more people like you who were patient with individuals, just think what a difference. Now, for me, I have been searching for steady employment since being laid off in February 2008. Right now, I really want to know how to handle telling a business I am late or will take care of payment without feeling so nervous, ashamed, and embarrassed. Though I don't have that many bills, I am grateful for that. Since a child, I was embarrassed when our tuition was late or we didn't have the money right then and there. I really want to conquer this and say with ease, I don't have it now, but I shall. Would you help me, please? Thank you. Marie.
You're very welcome. Thank you for your beautiful words. You know, Marie, the first thing that comes, that jumps at me from your email is, you said, I have been searching for steady employment since being laid off since 2008, 5 years, and you're still here. You're still here. You've managed to pay some bills, some you haven't paid, some you're struggling with, but you're still here. Just think back to when you had the job and where you were and when you were laid off, and look at where you are today. 5 years, you're still here, you're still working it out, you're still making it happen. There is absolutely nothing about that to be ashamed of, to be embarrassed about. Look how far you've come. Even without steady income, you've made your life work. Now, the part that's really got you going, you said, I am late. You said you want to call a business and tell them you're late, but you're going to take care of it. But you're nervous, ashamed, and embarrassed. Okay. Let's just bring it back to that. It's okay to be nervous. It's okay to be embarrassed. It's okay to be ashamed. It's okay. That's just emotions. And they are being triggered by your perception of yourself, by your perspective of yourself, by your point of view of yourself, because you are late, because you don't have the money. First of all, you say a business, so I don't even think it's a home. And even if it's a home, you know, what's the worst they can say to you? Sorry, ma'am, we appreciate you calling, but we got to have the money now. The truth is, if you don't have it, they can got to have the money now, but they can't get the money if you don't got it. But let's really make this very practical. Business, when you call them up and tell them that you're going to be late or you don't have the money and make an arrangement, they appreciate that more than so much more. I've done it because I was embarrassed, ashamed, and nervous. I didn't call. And then later on, I find out that had I called, they would have made some arrangement with me. And then now they say, we're going to share your credit score. We want some of it. Because I was nervous, ashamed, and embarrassed. But had I walked through that, I may have had another opportunity to look at this. So that's something to kind of just think about that. You know, the nervousness is natural. It's just emotion that's moving on. Let it keep moving. See, when the emotion comes up, and you don't move, you don't take action, then you allow the emotion to take hold of you. You get stuck in your body. Emotion, energy in motion. It's going to move on out. Most times when I start my show, I'm nervous. I'm like, okay, I will make sure I got everything. I got everything here. I hope I make sense. I got all this conversation going on in my head. But the minute the music finishes and it's time for me to talk, I forget I'm nervous. Sometimes I'm feel a little bit of it, but it's like, dude, there ain't no point being nervous now. And if you are, you just keep going. So that's natural. Excuse me. Ashamed, you know? I can really, if I have people on the phone press one on the keypad, if they've ever been ashamed about anything, all the hands will go up. In the chat room, people listening online, it's fine. You know, you're not a horrible person because you can't pay your bill. You're not a horrible person. It's a lie. We've been told that if we can't pay our bills, we are irresponsible. Some of the millionaires and billionaires go bankrupt. They owe people here and there, and they're like, oh, this can't work, bankruptcy. And then they start another business. They're not ashamed. So, okay, let's go down.
He said, since a child, I was embarrassed when our tuition was late or we didn't have the money right there, then and there. I really want to conquer this and say with ease, I don't have it now, but I shall. Okay, here's one way to conquer it with ease. Let them know you don't have it, even though you're nervous, ashamed, and embarrassed. Rather than when I deal with the nervousness and the ashamed and I'll be feeling shameful or whatever and feeling embarrassed or anything else that come up, then I'll call them up. No, feel the fear and do it anyway. Now, the great thing is you've identified that this is nothing new. This is something that you've been dealing with. So it's really not about the business, not about being late for the bills, and it's really not about money. It's really not about money. Now, what I would say to you is if we're working one-on-one, we can get deeper. But from here, since we're just dealing with email right now, is you may want to just take a deep breath. Just breathe in and breathe out. Just get yourself relaxed. You may feel a little bit of nervousness. That's okay. Don't try and push it down. Don't try to ignore it. Just breathe in and breathe out. And just kind of ask yourself, when was the first time you remember feeling embarrassed? What's the first experience as a child? Because you said as a child when the money wasn't paid, but something happened before that. Something happened before that that caused you to feel embarrassed. And embarrassment is just embarrassment. If you go with it, you can learn something new about yourself. Because embarrassment, really, when we're embarrassed, it's like, oh, we feel like we've been exposed. That, oh, my God, now they're going to see me, that I don't have the money, that I'm struggling. So really, embarrassment is an opportunity to grow. It's an opportunity to surrender. It's an opportunity to be so much more. But I want to go back to you being in that space of just asking yourself, when was the first time I remember feeling embarrassed? What happened? Who said what? Why did they say it? What was going on? And maybe it was your parents. Maybe it was just one of your siblings. But you can just go back there and just observe what happened. Just watch what was happening. You might get emotional. But just observe. Not trying to fix it. Not trying to change it. Just watching it. Create a space for compassion for yourself. That at that age, you didn't know better. And you felt crucified or you felt judged or what they said made you feel embarrassed. And now you've carried that energy with you. Now, here's something else. It may even be energies before you were born. It may be something that happened while you were in your mother's womb. Maybe something your mother was dealing with was passed on to you. Can you have compassion for yourself when you're feeling embarrassed? When you're feeling ashamed, when you're nervous. The most powerful healer in this world is love. Love expressed as compassion will heal the past and the present. And even if you don't know exactly when that was or what happened, just whatever memory you can have of you being embarrassed for the first time, you talked about your tuition. If that's the time you can remember, go back there. I just be compassionate with Marie, who was, I don't know, 8 years old, 9, and all the thoughts that you had about yourself, that you're going to be kicked out of school or judged or whatever the case may be. Maybe it was a private school. Have compassion that, wow, we had to pay tuition. I went to a great school. It wasn't a public school. Compassion. It's what's needed. Just keep a note of what comes up for you. And then as you're moving forward, just remember to bring yourself back to compassion. When you feel embarrassed, when you feel ashamed, whatever it is, you go somewhere, you go to a restaurant and, the menu, you look to the right, you look to the left, like, yummy, you look to the right, like, whoa, I don't think I can afford that. Be compassionate with yourself.
be compassionate and allow life to give back to you. No judgment, no criticism. So call the people. Tell them you don't have the money. You will have the money. And I know with you that healing is happening. You're supported. You're surrounded by a friendly universe. I know that your guides, your angels are supporting you on this mission. So when you are going to talk to the right person, who's going to say, you know what, ma'am? Just let us know when your condition changes. That's what I'm putting out there. Or something better. Or something better. And so it is. And so it is. Let's see. So that's that. I'm done with that question. We're going to come to Lynn. But before we go to Lynn, we're going to take a break. And then we're going to do Celestial Moment and welcome to Lynn. We are happy to be of service. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. And Life Coach Ade is worried about time. But breathe. Celeste, we'll be right back. You're listening to what I said already. 347-426-3346. That's the number. Ah, come on now, computer. Work with a brother. Okay, let's see. Let's do this. We're gonna do a short commercial break. A very short one. Okay. All right. Y'all ready? Y'all got me? I can't even find what I'm trying to do. I don't know what's going on today. Les Brown. Help a brother out, please.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you. Or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Ade has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Ade has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family members' tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Ade, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45-minute complimentary session, email Life Coach Ade at ask@lifecoachade.com. That's ask@lifecoachade.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Boy, all the perfectionist energy in me is being tested today. I am ready to heal. Let's do Celestial Moment. Hey, Celeste, how are you doing, my sister? How is my sister doing?
Your sister is great. What accent was that today?
I don't know. It just came out of my mouth. This is not even Nigerian, but some people, they just a whole lot of all kind of stuff. Maybe one wants to speak to you. I think I have a message for you. No, okay. Stop it. Celeste, let's do Celeste for a moment.
All right, so we're going to get right to it. I know, right? Time is on my side. But I have to let you know, Oris wrote, "My goodness, my grace, thank you. I wrote and needed that clarity." I wanted you to hear that life code today and not just read it.
Thank you. You're welcome, my sister.
Yeah. Mm. And she was not the only one who needed that answer. So thank you, girl, for writing it. Okay, you ready for Celestial Moment now?
Let's do it. We're going to get to Lynn, and then we're going to get to Juan, and we're going to just do what we do. I'm out for now.
Okay. Good afternoon, family. It's Celeste here again, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. Numbers give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that's showing up in our life right now. I come bearing a number gift. 4 is the energy running today. And if it just happens to be your birthday, this is your lesson number for the whole year. 4 speaks of order, groundedness, and balance. 4 is about putting all the pieces together, and it is a building number. And the number 4 is governed by Uranus. Number 4 is ruled by this planet, which represents all that is original and inventive and out of the box. It rules freedom and originality. So we're going to stop calling 4 people square little worker bees. 4 also shows up as our heart chakra, and when it is balanced, we experience agape love, which removes all blocks and illusions of separation. 4 also shows up as the Emperor in tarot, and the Emperor is astrologically connected to the sign of Aries. With this masculine power, we are able to put form and order to our dreams. And 4 also belongs to the Orisha Thunder, music and dance, King Shango. And to balance it all out, we have the Deer for Medicine cards offering the sacred feminine gift of gentleness and compassion. Nicely done, number 4. The 4th letter in the alphabet is D, and words like direction, divine, and destiny connect us to the magical power of the number 4. Today we're going to take the power of 4 and connect it to fire. We are putting the spotlight on the 4 of Wands of Mother Peace Tarot. This card is about igniting your passion. 4 adolescent African girls are dancing in celebration of a significant hallmark. They are moving from their good girlhood into their womanhood. A blue hummingbird flies in this card as a sacred reminder to be in joy and taste the sweet nectar of life, fueled by creativity, dreams, quiet musings, and action. The hummingbird is drawn to the activity of love and motion, and the young girls are prepared to receive, for they are a vibrational match. We sense the passion of a thriving, well-connected community where women dance, sing, and celebrate, growing with and for each other. What better gift to offer the world than young ones on fire, blazing in orange and yellow, the colors of the sacral and solar plexus chakras. When we tune into this card, we connect with our sexuality and our power as we witness these young ones who are destined to heal the world. All is well. I'll see you on Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you so much in that. We gotta keep it moving. Thank you. Ooh, I was getting goosebumps. That was just like, ooh, that was
really
powerful.
Thank you.
Something about Aries. Never mind. Just keep moving.
I did.
Don't worry about it.
Get a ball.
Bye.
Bye.
Yes, indeed. Celestial Moment comes to you every day when I'm live around 1. And right now, we're going to Lynn in Connecticut. Hello, Lynn. How are you doing? Oh, wait a minute. Hey, Lynn. How are you doing? I'm back.
Good. How are you?
I am very well. What's your question?
My question is, I've got a lot of change around me over the last four and a half years. My husband passed away. And just recently, about 4 months ago, I started another relationship, which I never thought I would do. You know, and looking for work, and so, like, everything's coming to a kind of like a head where I'm, you know, a big shift. Mm-hmm. And it's a little scary.
Okay. What is scary?
I guess I just know that I'm moving out of a, you know, one part of my life, one chapter, and starting another one, and just hoping that it's for the best for me and things are going to work out.
Mm-hmm. So it's scary because you're thinking it might not work out?
You know, well, it's hard to find a job when you've been home for so many years taking care of kids and, you know, you're on your own now. And
okay. Well, let's go here. First of all, you said 4 years ago you lost your husband, right? You made his transition.
Right. Yes.
And you are now in a relationship that you didn't even think you would ever want to be in a relationship again, right?
Correct, yep.
Okay. So 4 years ago, or 3 years ago, if someone said to you, Lynn, oh, I can't wait for you to be in a new relationship, what would you have said to them?
No way.
Mm-hmm. You probably would have smacked them down. So how dare you suggest that? Well, here you are. Once again, as I shared with Marie earlier, here you are 4 years later, experiencing something you didn't think you would ever consider. Now, the relationship, how is that going?
It seems to be going well. I mean, it's somebody from before I was with my husband that I dated for a long time, years ago. You know, he seems to have changed a lot, grown up a lot. We're much different, 20-something years later. Seems to be very, very good.
Okay, so you're enjoying what's happening, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. So now, just kind of look at that. Look at the growth that has happened in that last 4 years when you lose someone that you love, someone you're married to. A lot of change happens, and you're still here. Sometimes we forget to give ourselves credit for what we've gone through, and we scare the mess out of ourselves by what's coming that we don't even know anything about.
Mm-hmm.
So look at what you've gone through, first of all, and you're still here. You are still here. Now, you said it's hard to get a job when you've been out of work, when you got kids. That's a lie. That's something society told you. That's a belief system. Well, you can now disagree with me, but here's the thing. It's just somebody's perspective, somebody's point of view, somebody's idea that you've now incorporated into your life.
Well, I mean, I apply every day for jobs since like January, and I just don't seem to get any feedback. I don't know if it's because my resume, you know, shows that I've been home for a long time or.
Mm-hmm. Well, it would be insanity. It would be crazy. It would be insane for you to believe something and get a different result. You believe that it's hard to get a job once you've been out of work for a long time raising kids.
Mm-hmm.
So just that's the seed that you planted. You planted that seed a long time ago. Now, stay with me here. I just want you to observe this as if we're talking about somebody else. No, I don't want you to beat yourself up and say, oh, my God, I need to really work with my mind. No. You said it's hard to get a job once you've been out of work. And then you're experiencing experiences that confirming that belief system. So you're right.
I didn't start out very confident.
I understand. Trust me. Most of us didn't, if not all of us. We all came into this planet pure, ready to take on the world, full of love, full of compassion, and then people start whispering into our ears over and over and over until we believe in it and become aware of life and we live it out. I get it. I understand. But I'm saying what I want you to do is to recognize that right where you are, there is a power and presence within you that is not limited by how long you've been out of work. That's not limited because you've been a mother. That because you've been out of work, been a mother, gone through what you've gone through, this power and presence wants to show you more of life. That you're spiritually strong enough, that you're mature enough to handle what life can bring you. You're a mother. You've experienced a lot of changes. So, yes, because you are spiritually mature, you're a seed that has gone through it all. You've surrendered to change. You've surrendered to the darkness. Oh, it's easy to get a job. You just have to believe it.
You have to work with the mind to say it's hard. Now you want to substitute the belief that it's hard to get a job to say, you know what? Maybe I can make getting a job be fun. Let me just make it fun. Let me be creative with it. Let me not be a tight. Let me send an application, and if I get a job, so be it. If I don't, so be it. Now, the mind was like, what do you mean so be it? You got bills. Money is a trap. How we think about money nowadays is a trap. We've trapped ourselves with that mindset and everything that I said earlier. If you just bring it back and work with yourself and know that the perfect job or the perfect channel, may not be a job, the perfect channel for you to generate income is out there, and every day through your spiritual practice, you are being led to the perfect opportunity. Now, here's the question I have for you. Do you meditate?
Yeah. Yep. Not faithfully, okay. But yeah.
No, don't worry about that. You meditate, period.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about that. Don't even disqualify. You meditate, period. If it's once a week, that's good enough. If it's once a month, that's good enough.
Mm-hmm.
You may want to step it up, though, is what I'm saying. But you don't need to beat yourself up because you're not doing faithfully. Now, it's really taking yourself to that space in the next moment of being still, being quiet, and really ask yourself, what would be the perfect job if I wasn't settling for less? What would be the perfect job for me? What kind of job would I like to attract? Where do I see myself? Create it in your mind first. I mean, just fill in every part of your being. And from that place, be led, be guided. From that place, fill in application forms if you need to. And don't trip too much about your resume, because the resume is never complete. It's never complete. You get people, there's always something else you can add or take away, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But the most important thing is to come back to yourself, resume a new way of looking at life, and just let life happen. You said you're scared about all the changes that are coming. Don't worry about it. You don't know what's going to happen, so you're afraid of nothing right now. If you're afraid of what's about to happen, what's coming, you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what it is. So you're afraid of nothing. Unless you know. Do you know what's going to happen that feels scary?
No.
Mm-mm. So you're scared of nothing because you don't know what it is. So just kind of bring yourself back into this present moment. You said you're starting over. Things are changing. Well, go for the best. Put your request out to the universe. Don't just settle for less. You've gone through enough to convince yourself that you deserve the best. You do. How's what I'm saying landing? How's it feeling for you? What's coming up?
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
Okay. So what action are you going to take from this point forward in the direction of your surrender?
I'm going to start trying to meditate a little bit more instead of panicking.
You're going to start trying to meditate. How does that work?
Yeah.
Start trying to meditate. Trying is a poor excuse to fail.
Calming my mind down a little bit so I can focus maybe a little bit on what it is I really do want.
Okay. Well, so are you saying that when you meditate, you focus on what you don't want?
No, what I do want.
Okay,
I just get sidetracked easy.
Okay, say that again.
I just let that chatter in your head, you know, take over the doubt.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so okay, spiritual practice will help you strengthen your spiritual muscles, but the chatter, well, I don't know, they might always be there.
Mm-hmm.
But you can hear the chatter. They can go on. It's like, oh, yeah, don't listen to that guy. You don't even know him. You don't even know you talking about you can get a job and change your mind. You can just say, thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing. The song I played at the beginning and what I was saying that y'all didn't hear is you are more than enough. You are more than enough. So even with the mental chatter, that's fine. But just continue to do your spiritual practice. You can do journaling. You can write things. If there are things that you're dealing with that you haven't expressed,
get a journal and just write and express. If you need to dance, dance. If you need to paint, if you need to go for a walk, if you need to rest and sleep, do that. And begin to focus on what you want. Two things I'm going to suggest for you. You can go on YouTube. There's a guy called Neville Goddard. Neville, N-E-V-I-L-L-E, Goddard, G-O-D-D-A-R-D. Neville, N-E-V-I-L-L-E. Look for him in, on YouTube. He talks a lot about using imagination. And the other thing that you want to recommend is Michael Beckwith's life visioning. As a technology that would help you tap into what is seeking to be birthed. So you go beyond the mental chatter. You go into your soul. You get to a point where you allow yourself to be pulled by a vision rather than being pushed by pain. It's life visioning and Neville Goddard on YouTube. All right?
Okay.
Continue to meditate. Don't beat yourself up. Just do what you can do and know that no matter how hard you try, you can't do enough to please God because you're already perfect. You're already whole. You're more than enough. All right?
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on Life Conversations Radio. Let's go back to, not Abraham. Well, Abraham's extended family member. One. Now, we want to talk about soulmates. Now, let's see. We may not get to the channeling conversation. I think we'll do that next week. So let's go. Today, right now, we are going to talk about soulmates, twin flames, and relationships. Okay, where you at? Where you at? Take a deep breath. Can't find one. Here's one. Hello, one.
What is your definition of soulmates and twin flames?
Ah, that's a good one. Well, soulmates are two souls whose paths have crossed many, many, many times. You know it when you just meet someone and you just feel that indescribable connection where you just instantly like or love this person and just want to be around them.
Mm-hmm.
And that you take delight in their very presence. That's when the soulmate is, energy is present. And soulmates can be best of friends, soulmates can be mother-daughter, you know, there can be all the familial or family relationships, there can be soul family or soulmate connections where there's just love that is there. Sometimes soulmates can push each other's buttons because sometimes you've come to learn or teach with each other. And so not all soulmate relationships are easy. In fact, some of them can be strained when there are human conflicts in the way. But typically old souls that are soulmates get along the best. But it depends upon what lessons you incarnated to learn about relationships. Now, ideally, everyone should, you know, want to master the art of healthy relationships. You know, wouldn't that be nice if everyone had that as an intention, you know? There'd be a lot more peace on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
But mastering the art of healthy relationships, of course, is mastering the art of compromise, non-judgment, mutual love and respect, honoring of one another, and having a little bit of healthy detachment where you don't identify with each other's issues.
Mm.
Healthy relationships are about evolving your consciousness to be in lovingness as much of the time as possible. And yet we know in the human dramas of life, you know, there's problems and challenges which people get upset about. You know, it's all part of the human drama and the human experience here. So it's not always going to be clear sailing for everyone. But, you know, when you have the intention to have healthy, positive, co-creative relationships, you set your intention to be with a loving soulmate, and ideally it's someone who just totally gets you and loves you exactly as you are, unconditionally. and that there's a joyfulness in being together. In a twin flame relationship.
Before you answer the twin flame, I just wanted to ask a question here, because I'm sure you've heard this when people say, I'm looking for my soulmate. I know my husband is my soulmate. I know my wife is my soulmate. So not everybody marries or... No, let me put it this way, because it's not just one. Because someone's your soulmate doesn't mean you marry them or get into a romantic relationship with them. Is that correct?
That's correct, because sometimes they're just meant to be a friend, or they're a family member or an acquaintance. There's many times that you'll actually meet a soulmate and only have a casual encounter with them and they go away and you may never see them again. There are many of those times when soulmates cross paths, but the relationship doesn't click or gel for whatever reason. Sometimes one has a preconceived notion that if there isn't, say, the physical beauty they're looking for, they might pass by a soulmate, you know. But soulmates that are meant to be together, that do marry, typically have some kind of soul contract or soul agreement to meet and to marry in the lifetime. A lot of this is arranged even before you're born. So there are certain predestined appointments, you might say, and of course those souls wouldn't just pass in the night and not connect.
So that puts a whole new meaning to arranged marriage, because people think there are cultures who have arranged marriages where they bring a son and a daughter together. So there's some arranged marriages contract that happens before we actually take on our body. Is that correct?
Yes, and even in those arranged marriages, there's a great opportunity to learn some very valuable lessons. Some of those work and some don't, you know. It is kind of a mix, actually. But those who are seeking soulmate relationship as loving partnership, we would say don't settle for less. You know, there's too much settling. And that leads to discontent, which creates more drama, more chaos.
Yes.
But, you know, if you know in your heart what you want, what you're looking for, what kind of quality of love you want to experience, believe it in your heart that you are worthy of it and that you absolutely can have it and manifest it and experience it and go about your day with the knowingness that he or she is coming. And that it's just a matter of God's divine timing for it to be so.
So let's talk about twin flames.
Yes, well, this is a little trickier. because there's different definitions of twin flames. You know, in one definition, people say that a twin flame is really two embodiments of the same soul. And we wish to say that's quite rare, actually, because it is an evolution of consciousness that a single soul would choose to be split and have two bodies simultaneously. In the higher realms of consciousness, a soul can embody many bodies simultaneously. But in the practicality of understanding relationships, a twin flame might better be described as someone that you feel great oneness with. A soulmate that you have traveled so deeply and profoundly with that the edges between your two souls blur into the oneness. And that the twin flame energy is such that in physical intimacy, there would be complete feeling of oneness, that there would be no edges of where one begins and the other ends. You know, there is a blending, so to speak. And that very blending may tend to make people believe that this is my twin flame, that we are one soul that took two different bodies. But yet, you know, in the bigger picture, you could say that all of humanity is one soul that took a few billion bodies.
Right,
you know?
right.
So it depends on what perspective of consciousness you're referring to. Mm. But ideally, you know, probably the best definition of twin flame is that that your souls know oneness, and that your souls can blend and share energy beautifully, and experience something that transcends your individual expressions of God, and you have the ability to experience kind of oneness of expression of God, where the two flames become one flame. And so that is what we feel is more of the correct definition, rather than, you know, defining some rare fluke of splitting a soul in half, which you know, is, again, it's all about you know, perspective, and like it could be said that then the soul of God is split into you know, how many billions of pieces.
Right. So we're all separated at creation, huh? We're all separated. Now, I want to ask, how can one know if a relationship with someone is a soulmate relationship or a twin flame relationship?
Well, it's just a feeling, you know. With the soulmate relationship, there will be a feeling of familiarity and comfortability and, like, I just know you, you know, that kind of feeling, like, who are you? You know, in the beginning of a relationship, it would be a lot of this questioning of, why do I feel so much love for this person I just met? Or why can't I get this person out of my mind, you know? So sometimes there can be this flood of feeling and emotion and preoccupation and connection, and some of that is infatuation. But on the deeper level, when the draw and the pull and the attraction is so strong, it is likely a soulmate connection, that you've come together to help each other or to learn and grow or bless each other in some way. The twin flame relationship is just, how shall we say, a higher level of intensity, where there seem to be a lot of similarities between the two people. And that the edges of individuality tend to blur, and the experience of feeling oneness is more consistent. Mm. And often twin flames are what we call task companions, or sometimes two souls can be task companions and soulmates, but a task companion is someone that you've specifically incarnated to do something with.
Mm-hmm.
Either there's a project to do together, a business to do together, or a great lesson to learn together. And sometimes when the task is completed, that person goes away.
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, that is something that would be arranged prior to birth.
Mm-hmm. So the task, can it be like for a certain amount of time? Can it be a whole lifetime? Or does it just... Okay, it varies.
Yes, it varies.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Something to think about, something to chew on, something to digest. You can be loosened up a little bit on the soulmates. And then if you do meet somebody who completes you or compliments you, whatever works for you, so be it. But no matter what, we're all here together to support each other. Now, the conversation we're having next is about death, mainly, especially the whole idea of why do some people so-called die before their time and then they're sent back and say, it's not your time. Who got it wrong? That's my question. That's what I wanted to know. And so I posed that to Juan, and to find out more about Juan and Terra Sonora. Terra Sonora, her website address is Center of Oneness. Centeroftheoneness.com. That's it. Centeroftheoneness.com. Now, death. You said earlier, you talked about the time to transition into the light. I've often wondered when some people have near-death experience, when they die, quote-unquote, they are told it's not their time and they have to come back. There are some people who die and didn't want to come back, and it's almost like they're literally forced back onto their planet. Death, transition. Do we all have a time when that happens, or can we change the time? Do we have control when that happens? And how does that work, really?
Well, that's a very good question. And it could be argued that everyone has a divine appointment with God to release the physical body and transition into the light. With that said, there are those who achieve higher states of consciousness that tend to transcend any limitation of that and could potentially alter the contract, you might say. One has to have good karma in order to make any changes in the contracted time that you're meant to be here. Good karma can mean a lifetime devoted to selfless acts of service. That might buy you a few more years. You know?
Karma credits, is that what you're talking about?
Yes, sometimes you get good karma credits that you can cash in when needed, you know. It is kind of like the cat with nine lives, you know. If you're really, really good, you get to live a long time. No, we're kidding, but you know, to some extent, good karma can create a favorable disposition if there is something that is being handled by the higher karmic boards or that is clearly in the hands of God. And there can be some potential modifications. But yet, you know, a lot of people will, how shall we say, have a very natural experience of when they do pass, there's typically a sensation of feeling that it's in divine order, that it was time to go, and that often can bring some comfort on the other side. But then you might say, well, what about car accidents and murders? You know, good heavens, they couldn't be content with their passing if someone else took their life. And in those situations, you sometimes can look at what is the karma that was between the two parties. Sometimes maybe that person killed them in a prior life, and now it was time to put the karmic shoe on the other foot, you know. So sometimes that happens, and there is retribution for past life sins, and yet sometimes past life sins can be paid back karmically through acts of kindness. Mm. So there's no absolutes here in terms of, you know, if you do X, Y, Z, then your karma is A, B, C. You know, it's not so much etched in stone. There is a free-flowingness of it that allows the soul to take advantage of the opportunities that spontaneously arise to resolve karma or not. That does fall under free will choice. But to answer your question, the soul has some options, yes, but there is also some sense of destiny with it as well. And one must only look within to feel what is right for you. And even in terms of viewing other people's deaths, to reconcile it in some way.
Right.
But certainly plans can change, and sometimes there are fluctuations in the original plan.
Mm.
So spirit will usually manipulate circumstances to serve the highest and greatest good of all. And on the rare occasion, there may be someone's death that creates a spontaneous revolution of change, you know. So occasionally there are lifetimes that are sacrificed to serve the greater good of all. The military personnel being one example where there is a volunteerness of self-sacrifice in the name of serving your country, even though there's some errant programming there and some dysfunctional thought, there is still a nobleness about the warrior that gives his life to serve the greater good. And we will always stand behind, you know, the soldiers that serve their country so well, that do risk their lives in the name of service to country and service to freedom. You know, they have to be honored for the noble warriors that they are, even if their leaders are nefarious in their intentions and plots of execution in the global domination plan. But yet, you know, one typically has a date with destiny, you might say, if one's life is meant to be sacrificed for the greater good of all. So there's many different scenarios. It's hard to generalize, but we hope we've touched upon a few of them there for you.
Yeah. I was thinking of the near-death experience. So is that, could that be an example when spirit is manipulating things? Because I've always wondered when people come back from dying and they were told it wasn't their time, I'm usually thinking, so who got it confused? Who passed on the wrong information?
What do you mean, who had the wrong information?
Well,
as far as a near-death experience.
That's right, yeah, because they're told it's not their time, they got to come back. Sometimes people are told most of the time they're told it's not their time, that they got more work to do. So I'm usually surprised about how is it that they die, but it's not their time? How did that happen, that they died, if it's not their time?
Well, then they were meant to have the near-death experience. They weren't meant to die. They were meant to have the NDE, as they say. They were meant to have the experience of the other side and come back to report about it. Purpose is always served for those who are, we'll say, privileged to have a near-death experience. You're actually given a glimpse of the other side, typically to erase one's fear of death.
Mm.
You know, if you really, really fear death at a very high level, you might manifest a near-death experience just to erase your fear of it, you know. But that's not always the case. Sometimes it is because the person is meant to have an experience of the other side so that they can provide a testimony that life after death exists. Sometimes it is a point of exchange in the rare case of walk-ins. You know, sometimes another soul actually will exit the body and another soul will jump in. It's kind of rare, but it does happen. The near-death experience can be a life-changer to wake people up to changes that need to be made in their life. You know, it typically changes one's whole perspective of life and death, the soul sometimes orchestrates it as a way of learning about it.
Mm. That makes so much sense. Yes, in the most simplest kind of way, it certainly makes sense. When I asked one, why do the people die and they're told it's not their time? I had never considered that they're meant to have a near-death experience, NDE. It's like, wow. It's like, hello, duh. That's life. Life is so simple, but sometimes we get so we make it so complicated. We get so heady about it that we miss the simple things. And it shifted. It's like, oh, yeah, if they had near-death experience, so they're supposed to have a near-death experience. They didn't die too soon. What are you going through today that you think you're not supposed to go through it? I shouldn't be going through this. This is just not fair. I'm a good person. No. The truth is, what you are moving through, you're supposed to go through it. You're supposed to experience it. The question is, how are you moving through it? Are you moving through it, judging it, criticizing it? Feeling that you don't have the power to move through it, or you're getting curious,
Are you surrendering? Are you observing? Are you observing and trusting? Are you giving thanks that, okay, if this is happening to me, then, wow, something great is coming on the other side. Oh, there's got to be a lesson here for me. Oh, what is seeking to be birthed right here? We've got to think differently. We've got to do what I would call radical thinking. And this radical thinking is quite simple. It's just think opposite of what you're thinking that is not working for you. I can't believe my life is going on like this. Everybody else's life is moving perfectly, but my life is in shambles. Well, what if this is what I'm supposed to go through? What if there's a gift here? What? This has nothing to do with my self-esteem or my lack of self-love. What if this is just an experience for me to know myself on a deeper level? What if this is helping me grow my spiritual muscles? What if this is making me a better man, a better woman, a better mother, a better father, a great co-worker, a great supervisor, a wonderful business owner? It's all in the questions that we ask. Thank you, Juan. Thank you, Tara. Tara Sonora. Her website address is centerofoneness.com. Find out more about Tara and Juan and her tour in the East Coast right now. If you're in the East Coast area, she may be coming to an area near you. One more clip I wanted to play, but I'm not going to play it because we don't have enough time. But I think I'll play that next Wednesday. Oh, no. Celeste, when next am I solo? I think I have a guest on Monday and Tuesday, or is the other way around? Celeste, I know you type fast. I know you're multitasking too. So I just give you time for you to type. Okay. I just love Celeste. She's always there. Okay. So on Monday, we'll play the clip about, what did I just say? Channeling. And so I'm looking forward to that. Monday I'll be back live on Life Conversations Radio, and I'll make sure you tune in. Before I go, before I release the show, I want to remind you to play with yourself today, to passionately love and appreciate you, P-L-A-Y, and invite you back to play with Ombassa for the play experience. 7 p.m. Eastern every Thursday, play experience with Ombassa Safera. On Friday, you have the Ask Life Coach at a radio show syndicated on Within Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern. Then on Sunday, Celeste is in the house. Celeste is going to be behind the wheels of steel, behind the mic, doing her thing, dropping some spiritual numbers, some movies, and helping you, taking calls. You know, whatever you're moving through, doing all kind of readings. Who knows what she's going to put there? Black angel card, tarot cards. Who knows? She may pick a movie for you and give you a story of your life. That's 8 p.m. on Sunday live on Within Radio on Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern. You can catch this show on the archive because you're going to be with Celeste. Within Radio has a new series called Light Movers and Shakers. I was interviewed by Elaine Marie. And that would air at the same time Celeste's show is on live. So after you listen to Celeste's show, go listen to Light Movers and Shakers on Within Radio in the archive to see how I'm moving light and shaking this planet up. And I'll be back live on Life Conversations Radio. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. We need each other. You make a difference. And don't forget to just give yourself a hug. Do it right now. I'm doing it right now. Just grab yourself. Close your eyes. And if you're driving, use your common sense. Visualize yourself hugging yourself. People are like, he told me to hug myself while I was driving, so I did. Because I listened to him. Like, come on now. Some people are just, anyway, not going to go there. Yeah, but some people are losing their mind. But anyway. Love yourself. This is what it's about. Love yourself. No matter how funky your life is, no matter how great your life is, no matter what the situation is right now, good, bad, or indifferent, good, ugly, and oh, I can't even talk about it. Love yourself. Love yourself. Why? Because you are love. So be love. It is the essence of who you truly are. Be true to yourself. You deserve it. And be loved. Allow yourself to be loved by others. Allow others to give to you. Yes, I know you're a giver, but allow others to give to you. Because we're here to give and receive. That's the flow, you know. And happy Juneteenth. And thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here. And this is Swallow Your Fears, The State of Man. Their website address is stateofmanmusic.com. And they're helping you, reminding you, say what you want to say. You know there's something in the way. I'm out of here. Let me get out of the way.
What you know, there's something in the way. There's something in the way. Don't act like nothing's wrong.
Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.